Start with Connor Brugenkay of the Kelowna Rockets. Connor, just out of the gate here, a few thoughts on training camp this year. Kind of a new look with the hockey team this year. You're going to have some young guys on the roster, but of course, high expectations of you and some of the other 19s. A few thoughts on how camp has gone so far.
Camp's gone well. It was a very fast camp, and we were really busy. We were on the ice twice a week, and it was good. We had some good scrimmages, and it was good to get back and see some of the older guys and some of the leaders of the team that right now and just get around the guys, and it's good, and the camp's been good so far. So, yeah.
How about your offseason? Obviously after last year, you graduate some key guys, and that enables a player like yourself to kind of move into a bit of a leadership role. How do you prepare for that during the offseason? Obviously your physical training, but knowing that you're going to be a key guy this season.
Yeah, obviously it's lots of opportunity being an older guy now, being a leader on the team with Colin, Dylan Dubé, Turinsky, Cal Foote gone now. And just throughout the summer, I've been focusing on training as hard as I can and preparing myself to be a bigger aspect on this team and more of a leader and just a role model or someone that the younger guys can look up to and lead the team this year.
Think about your first couple of training camps here and, of course, the year that you stuck. Can you tell us who were some of the veteran guys at that time? Some of the guys that you were maybe able to lean on, some of the guys that helped you a little bit, to kind of lead the way and help you, to become a WHLer?
My first year that I stuck with, I was 17, and lots of the older guys were Rodney Southam, Nick Merkley, Cole Lynn, I think he was 18 at the time, but he was still a good leader to me. Who else? Dylan Dubé as well. And just like Calvin Tarkov, Thomas Susto, lots of the older guys that were around, and they're just all really good leaders, and it's nice to see what they did for me, and I want to do the same thing for the young guys now.
Boy, Tarkov and Susto, that was a great import combination in Kelowna. I'm going to take you way back. A few questions. Where did you play your peewee hockey, and tell us a little bit about Bantam leading up to the Bantam draft.
Growing up, I always played Langley Minor Hockey. I played Langley Minor Hockey till my Bantam draft year. So through Pee Wee to Bantam, I was in Langley Minor Hockey for the Langley Eagles. And then our draft year came around. We had went to the Provincials twice, I believe, throughout that trip in my junior minor hockey career. And then it came down to the Bantam draft year, and I got drafted, luckily, by Kelowna, sixth round. And from there on, I went to a couple of training camps, and I was lucky enough to stick when I was 17 years old, and I've been here since, and it's been great ever since.
Thoughts on your academy experience? Yale, I believe. How did that aid in your development before graduating to junior?
Yeah, Yale was great. I mean, it was nice. You got to do your school and your hockey at the same time. You're always around a great group of guys. There's a couple hockey academy teams. There's a U18 team and a U16 team. So you're constantly around a good environment of kids that are trying to get to the junior level just like I was. And it was good. Like, there's good coaching staff and the school was good, and we had lots of support, and I had a great time at Yale, and it really helped me develop as a player and who I am today as a person.
We talked a little earlier, some thoughts on last season. One thing I noticed, you just became much more confident handling the puck, through the middle and second half of the season. What are some of the things that that you've noticed in your own game, the kinds of things that that you've developed? You look to be a much more confident hockey player now.
Yeah, obviously your first year in the league sometimes can be a little hard, just getting through that first year as a rookie, and sometimes you don't have as much confidence as you do when you're older. And when I was 18 last season, I developed a lot more confidence from probably December to the end of the year, and it helped me a lot with controlling the puck and becoming more of a type of player that I wanted to be and could have been. And I just handled the puck more, and I focused on skating faster and working harder, and I've just been trying to grow my game as much as I can now that I have more confidence, and it's helped a lot.
All right, appreciate you doing this. Thanks, Connor.
No problem. Thank you.